Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's fine. Anybody have?
Restart?
I'm going to start right now. It's been on.
So what part? Oh,
yeah. Okay. Om Ganana Antwa. Om Ganana Antwa. Ganapati Gum Havamahe.
Ganapati Gum
Havamahe. Kavin Kavinam.
Kavin Kavinam.
Upamashravastamam.
Upamashravastamam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam.
Brahmanaspata.
Brahmanaspata.
Anashrinvan.
Anashrinvan.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe.
Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan.
Jeshtarajam
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe. Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvan Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Mahaganapataye
Namaha.
Mahaganapataye
Namaha.
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 Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Mahaganapataye Namaha.
Now from the Anas. Anashrinvan.
Anashrinvan.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Anashrinvan.
Anashrinvan.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Anashrinvan.
Anashrinvan.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Anashrinvan Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Anashrinvan Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Anashrinvan Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Anashrinvan Nutibhissidasadhanam.
Okay. One line up. From the end, kavim, kavin kavinam. Everybody see? Kavin kavinam.
Kavin kavinam.
Kavin kavinam.
Kavin kavinam.
Upamashravastamam.
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 Kavin kavinam upamashravastamam.
Kavin kavinam upamashravastamam.
Kavin kavinam upamashravastamam.
Kavin kavinam upamashravastamam.
From the beginning. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Om Ganantva Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata. Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam.
Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam.
Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam.
Mahaganapataye
namaha.
I'm going to chant the whole thing once, and then we'll all chant it a couple of times together, okay? But just for the sake of the tape, I'm going to chant it all at once. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye namaha. I'm going to chant it a couple of times by myself so that I can try to get the right tone, and then I can delete the bad tones. Including what I'm saying right now, I can get rid of all of it. So that you'll have something, you know, better to chant from. So let me just try. Oh. I'm sorry, I don't have the best pitch. But anyway. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutibisidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye namaha. Let's all try. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapati Gum Havamahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam. Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutipisidasadhanam. Mahaganapataye namaha. Okay. Let's try chanting the Gita. Ready? Give it. Om Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Shri Ashochan Anvashochastvam. Prajna Vadamscha Bhashase. Gatasun Agatasunscha. Nanu Shochanti Panditaha. Netwe Vaham Jatunasam. Natvam Neme Janatipaha. Nachaiva na bhavishyamaha. Sarve vayamatah param.
Sarve vayamatah param.
Dehi nosmin yatha dehe.
Dehi nosmin yatha dehe.
Kaumaram yavanam jara.
Kaumaram yavanam jara.
Tatha dehantara praptihi.
Tatha dehantara praptihi.
Dhiras tatra namuhyati.
Dhiras tatra namuhyati.
Matra sparshastu kaunteya.
Matra sparshastu kaunteya.
Shitoshna sukhadukkadaha.
Shitoshna sukhadukkadaha.
Agamapayino nityaha.
Agamapayino nityaha.
Tamstitikshasvabharata.
Tamstitikshasvabharata.
Yamhina vyatayantyete.
Yamhina vyatayantyete.
Purusham purusharshapha.
Purusham purusharshapha.
Samadukkasukham dhiram. Somratattvaya kalpate.
Somratattvaya kalpate.
Nasato vidyate bhavaha.
Nasato vidyate bhavaha.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Na bhavo vidyate sataha.
Upayorapi drishtontaha.
Upayorapi drishtontaha.
Tvanayostattvadarshibhihi.
Tvanayostattvadarshibhihi.
Avinashitu tadvitti.
Avinashitu tadvitti.
Yena sarvamidam tatam.
Yena sarvamidam tatam.
Vinasham avyayasyasya.
Vinasham avyayasyasya.
Nakaschit kartum arhati. Antavanta ime dehaha.
Antavanta ime dehaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Nityasyokta sharirinaha.
Anashino prameyasya.
Anashino prameyasya.
Tasmadyujyasvabharata.
Tasmadyujyasvabharata.
Yaenam vetihantaram.
Yaenam vetihantaram.
Yaschainam manyatehatam.
Yaschainam manyatehatam.
Upautau na vijanitaha.
Upautau na vijanitaha.
Nayam hanti nahanyate.
Nayam hanti nahanyate.
Najayate mriyate vakadachata.
Najayate mriyate vakadachata.
Nayam putva bhavita vanapuyaha.
Nayam putva bhavita vanapuyaha.
Ajo nitya shashvato yam puranaha. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Nahanyate hanyamane sharire.
Let's subversive realm. So, let's take out these two. We're on the second page. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, ninth line down, middle of the line, starting with Ayam Twat Ma.
Did you do the line before? The euro? We didn't.
Oh, I haven't marked it. We did. Okay, we'll go up one. That's okay. Maybe I marked the wrong one. So we're on Yo?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody see that? Yo, Yavayava? Sure, I'm exactly where it is.
It's in the middle. Yeah, I got it.
Do you have it at the Yo? You see?
Yeah,
you? Okay. Okay. Ready? Okay, now we're going to just practice reading it. Then I'll break the sandhi. This section we're going to work on. Reading practice, breaking the sandhi, and then we'll do a translation of it, okay? Yo Yavayava Gamena. Sorry, I broke the sandhi, so let me do it without breaking the sandhi, okay? Yo Yavayava Gameno Pachiyate.
Yo Yavayava Gameno Pachiyate.
Yo Yavayava Gameno Pachiyate.
Yo Yavayava Gameno Pachiyate.
Sa Vardhate Abhinava Iti. Chochyate. Sa Vardhate Abhinava Iti.
Sa Vardhate Abhinava Iti.
Chochyate.
Chochyate.
Ayam Twatma. Niravayavatvat. Niravayavatvat.
Niravayavatvat.
Purapi Nava.
Purapi Nava.
Aveti Purano.
Aveti Purano.
Do you all have are those two things run together, Aveti Purano as one? Put a line between the T and the Purana. Between the T and the Purana. It should go Aveti space Purana.
Can also the first name have
He, it should say he. Avayava Agamena Upachi. It's right. Okay? So everybody see that little problem? This should be, there's not a space there, and there should be. It should be say, Nava Aveti space Purano. Everybody with me? Okay.
And then on the third word, it starts with Nir.
Nir.
Yeah.
Nira ba ya va twat. Usually when you pronounce, because Nira is an upasarga, it's a preposition, so you say Nira va ya va twat. But Nira, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why. Everybody with me? So, Navartate Ityartaha. Let's start at the beginning of that line, okay? Nava Eveti.
Nava Eveti.
Purano Navartate Ityartaha.
Purano.
Tata na hanyate.
Tata na hanyate.
Hanti ratra.
Hanti ratra.
Vi parinamarte.
Vi parinamarte.
Did I hear a yawn in there? Drashtavyo.
Drashtavyo.
Punu, punar uktayai.
Punar uktayai.
Na vipalinamyate.
Na vipalinamyate.
Ityartaha.
Ityartaha.
Anyamane.
Anyamane.
Viparinamyamane.
Viparinamyamane.
Pi sharire.
Pi sharire.
Asmin mantre.
Asmin mantre.
Shad bhava vikara. Laukika vastu, or laukika.
Laukika
vastu.
Vastu.
Vikriya.
Vikriya.
Atmani.
Atmani.
Pratishudyante.
Pratishudyante.
Sarva prakara.
Sarva prakara.
Kriya rahita.
Kriya rahita.
Kriya rahita.
Kriya rahita.
Atma iti.
Atma iti.
Vakyarthaha.
Vakyarthaha.
Yasmad evam.
Yasmad evam.
Tasmad ubhau.
Tasmad ubhau.
Tau na.
Tau na.
Vijani tariti.
Vijani tariti.
Vija, it goes vija ni ta priti.
Vija ni ta priti.
Vijani ta riti.
Vijani ta riti.
Purvena.
Purvena.
Mantre nasya.
Mantre nasya.
Sambandha.
Sambandha.
Good. Let's go back up to the beginning. First line, we're going to work on Sandhi now, okay? There are three, and I'm going to do these first three words. The yo, hyavayava, hyavayava, agamena, okay?
Is it hyavayava or
is it hyavayava? Hyavayava, sorry. Yo, yaha, yaha, hi, okay? So that plus Visarga followed by soft consonant. You don't have to write these down, but I want you to, because you have them all written down. If you can take them down fast, you can, but I wouldn't bother. That O, the rule is A plus Visarga followed by soft consonant or vowel goes to O. So, yaha, hi, avayava. The rule is E followed by any vowel other than itself goes to ya. So, hi, short E, hi, avayava. Avayava plus agamena, a plus a is a. So, yaha, hi, avayava, agamena. Upachiyate, the rule is a plus u is o. Right? So if you have agamena plus upachiyate, it becomes agamenopachiyate, a plus u is o. The first section. Yaha, hi, avayava, agamena, upachiyate. Saha, the sarga drops. With the word sa, there's another one too, asha. It's unusual. I'll go over this when we do the grammar. The visarga always drops with the sa, except when it's followed by an a. It's a peculiar word, it's a peculiar rule for just for saha and etat in the masculine singular. So saha visarga always drops except when followed by a, same with eshaha, which means this. Okay, so it's not following the normal Sandhi rules, right? The normal Sandhi rules, saha would become so. So for this particular word, visarga always drops except when followed by o, by a, and then it turns to o. So saha Vardhate. Abhinava. I'm not doing a Sunday there because I haven't really taught it. I'll tell you soon. Vardhate. Abhinavaha. Iti. The rule is A followed by Visarga, followed by any vowel other than A or A, Visarga drops. Followed by any vowel other than A, Visarga. followed by any vowel other than a, the sarga drops. Okay? Abhineva, so abhinevaha iti, then, cha uchite, cha u, a u goes to o, cha uchite. I'm going to read this line now with a sandhi broken. The most important thing, depending on what you're trying to accomplish in Sanskrit, is that when somebody's reading the text with the sandhi broken, it doesn't throw you off. Okay? And then if you memorize the sandhi rules and find you want to go to that length, that's great. But let me read it now with the sandhi broken. Yaha hi avayava agamena upachiyate saha varadate abhinavaha iti cha uchate. Let's go to the next sentence. Ayam tu atma. The rule is u, followed by any vowel other than itself becomes va. So tu plus a becomes va. Tu atma. Nir avayavatvat. Pura api. A plus a becomes a. Pura api. Pura api. Navaha eva. The rule is a followed by the sarga followed by any vowel except a. The sarga drops. Navaha eva iti. A plus e takes guna a. Ava iti aveti. Puranaha na. The rule is a plus visarga plus soft consonant or a. Yeah, plus soft consonant a goes to o. Again, the rule is visarga plus a plus visarga plus soft consonant or a goes to o. Visarga goes to o. So puranaha na. Vartate iti artaha. E plus a. E followed by any vowel other than itself goes to ya. Iti artaha. Okay? I'm going to read it with a sandhi broken now. Ayam tu atma niravayavatvat pura api. Navaha eva iti puranaha na vartate iti artaha. Everybody okay? I'll give your mind a rest for a moment. I was watching on 60 Minutes or something. Yeah, I think it was 60 Minutes. They were, it was Larry King. He had an interview with a guy who has originated Netflix, so the CEO of Netflix, and I've always been wondering, you know, how do they do it? You know, millions of, how do they do it? They do it manually. So they've hired tons of people, and they showed them they're like this all the time, and then you know just incredible, stacking these things in. And then after 45 minutes, they have a break. And everybody stands up. They're all wearing these white rubber gloves. Everybody stands up, stretches, and they have these hands exercises. They're all putting like this. to ward off this corporal tunnel. But you wouldn't believe how fast they're shoving these things in.
Are you going to make us do that?
I'm giving you a little corporal tunnel break at the moment.
Mental break.
Yeah.
I saw the mailman delivering mail this week.
Uh-huh.
He had a pile of mail for our home, for our apartment building. And about half of it were on Netflix.
Everybody uses Netflix. It's the best. I'm in love with it. Because I can watch anything I want. It's wonderful. Any subject, doesn't matter. It's fantastic. So, anyway, that's my little commercial. You just had a Netflix commercial. Okay.
They have that great film about Shankara's life.
Really? Oh, I haven't seen that. Oh.
I've rented it three times.
Oh, I'll have to get that.
I think it was like from the 80s or something.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that's wonderful.
It's really long. It's like 3 hours long. It's really beautiful. It helps if you read a little bit about his life first, because there's some strange things in it.
There's a lot of mythology that's been written into his life. And
you just see him keep on walking back across India, back and forth.
There's a lot of walking.
I'll have to order that. Thanks. Okay, let's do a little bit more before we take a... We'll take a little break before we actually translate this, but I want to keep working on the Sunday here. How's the speed? Can you follow? Okay, because now, for your... now you can listen, you know, you can practice online, so we don't have to worry about that. Okay, ready? Tata na hanyate. No sandhi. Tata na hanyate. Next one. Hanti ratra. Hantihi atra. The rule is any vowel except our a, followed by a soft consonant or vowel, visarga goes to ra. Any vowel except our a, followed by a soft consonant or vowel, visarga goes to ra. So hantihi atra. Next one. Viparinama artha. Viparinama arte. Next one. Drashtavyaha apunara. A plus visarga followed by an a. Right? The visarga changes to o and the a goes to avagraha. How I always say that rule is like this. The short a followed by visarga followed by soft consonant or a, visarga goes to o. If it's followed by an a, the a goes to avagraha. Avagraha is that s. Okay? Silent. So it makes it, that avagraha means a silent a. So drashtavyaha apunarar. Ukta uktatayai. It's actually, this is going to be one word, but I'm just breaking it for you. Punara is the first part of that. Ukta uktatata uktatayai. Apunara uktatayai. Uktatayai, sorry. Apunara uktatayai. Okay? Next. Na viparinamyate iti artaha. E plus, followed by any vowel except itself, goes to ya. Iti artaha. Na viparinamyate iti artaha. Go back to the hanti atra. Hanti ratra, the previous sentence, beginning with hanti ratra. I forgot to read that, breaking the sandhi. Hantihi atra viparinama. Arte, right? Viparinama arte drashtavyaha apunarar uktatayai. Na viparinamyate iti artaha. Viparinamyate. It's passive. No, there's no sandhi. There's no sandhi because I didn't put the sandhi in. There is a sandhi, but the A sandhi has some complexity that I have to teach you, so I didn't put it in. Hanyamane vi parinamyamane pi. Okay, hanyamane vi parinamyamane api sharire. The actual rule, I have to go over this with you. You don't have this rule yet. The rule is an A or an O followed by an A changes to a vagraha. You only know that in terms of that visarga sandhi rule, where the visarga goes to O and then the avagraha. The A changes to a vagraha, but it's actually a second rule, and we just haven't gotten there yet. But just for your information, the rule is this, A or O followed by a short A changes to a Vagraha. So here you have an example of an A followed by a P. And so the A goes to a Vagraha, and we haven't covered that yet in class. Sharire, okay? So to read the whole thing, Hanyamane, Viparinam Yamane, Api, Sharire. Asmin mantre, shabd bhava vikaraha. A plus visarga followed by soft consonant or vowel drops.
You need a drink?
No, I'm willing to my lungs. Thanks. Laukika vastu. Vikriyaha. The rule is A plus Visarga followed by soft consonant or vowel, Visarga drops. Atmani pratishyadhyante. I'm going to read the sentence. Asmin mantre shad bhava vikaraha laukika vastu vikriyaha atmani pratishyadhyante. Okay? Next one. Sarva prakara kriya rahita. Sarva prakara vikriya rahitaha. A plus visarga followed by any vowel except a. Visarga drops. Get that? A plus followed by visarga. A plus visarga followed by any vowel except a. Visarga drops. If it's followed by an a, the visarga goes to o. So, sarva prakara kriya rahitaha atma. This should have a sandhi, I didn't put it in. Atma iti would go to a plus ea atma iti. Vakyartaha, vakya artaha. Yasmad, everybody with me, let me read it. Sarva prakara vikriya rahitaha atma iti vakya artaha. A plus a. Oh, I'm sorry. Vikri is a word. I just put it in there all on my own. My mind put it in there for some reason. Okay. Let me read it again. Sarva prakara kriya. Oh, I almost did it again because we've been... That's interesting. Okay. Sarva prakara kriya rahitaha atma iti vakya artaha. Yasmat evam, yasmat evam, yasmat evam. The rule is, if a hard consonant is followed by a soft consonant or vowel, the hard consonant goes to the third of its class, which in this case, ta, the third of the ta class, the talavya, the dental class, would be da. Yes, so, yasmat evam, tasmat ubhau, same rule. Yasmat evam tasmat ubau tau na vijanitaha iti. A plus visarga plus any vowel except a goes to ura. That's right. So vijanitaha iti. Purvena mantrena asya. A plus a. Mantrena asya. Okay. Sambandaha. Let me read this sentence once more. Yasmat evam tasmat ubhau tau na vijanitaha iti purvena mantrena Asya Sambandha. Okay? Let's take a little break. Make a stand-up 5-minute break. Bathroom, tea refill. Cans. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Check your cars. Do some translation. So we're going to be back, starting with the yo of Ayavat. Okay, so if you remember from last week, we're still working on the second two lines of the verse. And the Shad Bhava Vikaras means those six, the six modifications that any living organism goes through. What do you need? Okay.
Which page?
The second page.
Okay.
Okay. Any living organism goes through, these are called the six Shad Bhava Vikaras, the modifications of a being. The six modifications of a being, Shad Bhava Vikara. So any living organism goes through these six modifications. And so those six modifications are being systematically negated in Shankara's Bhasha, in Shankara's commentary here. And he said that even though in this verse where it starts with Najayate Mriyate Va, the self is neither born nor does it die. And then in the third line it says Ajaha Nityaha, it's unborn, Nityaha, it's timeless. That's the first and the last of these vikaras. Birth and death are the first and last vikara. And if neither of those vikaras take place, neither of those modifications take place, of course none of the ones in the middle are going to take place. Because the first one has never happened to kind of start the chain. However, he wants to go through, just in case, and negate all of those. The verse itself does by going into, because Shankara is accounting for why, after you've said Jayate and Mriyate, it's not born, Najayate and Mriyate, it's not born, not dies, why does the verse have to go on and say Shashvata and put on these other words? And so Shankara in his Bhasha is saying, well, these other words are being said just to negate all the possible vikaras using their own words, right? To negate each one of those individually. So that's been his argument. So now we're starting on continuing with the negation of Puranaha. So it says, Yaha, he who, he who indeed, avayava agamena, by the coming of limbs, means by the growth. An avayava is a limb or a part. So by the acquisition of limbs, by the coming of limbs, by the growth of limbs, is what was meant there. Avayava agamena, upachiyate, increase, is increased. That which is increased, or that which grows through the acquisition, through the coming of limbs, saha vardhate, that grows. Vardhate means to grow. So that grows. Abhinavaha iticha uchate. And that is abhinavaha, that is new. Abhinavaha means to be new or fresh. Okay? So something is born, it increases, it grows, right? Something exists and then it grows. So that thing, he says, is abhinavaha. It is new, it is young, okay? Iti thus, cha and uchate, okay? So it would say thus, and it is said to be abhinavaha, new or fresh or young. So then he says, ayam tu atma, but this atma, ayam this tu but atma, I am to Atma, but this Atma, nir avayavatvat, Because of being without limbs, nir means without, it's preposition. Avayava means limbs. Twat is an affix in the ablative case, which means because of being. So it says, ayam tu atma, but this atma, because of being without limbs, nir avayava twat, pura api, even though ancient, pura means ancient, even though ancient, Navaha Eva Iti. It is new alone. It is definitely, it is indeed new. Even though it is ancient, it is new. Means it doesn't change, right? Even though it is ancient, it is ever fresh. Why? Because it's without, it exists and it's without limbs. So it says, Ayam tu Atma. But this Atma, because of being without limbs, even though it is ancient, Never eva iti. It is new alone. Iti puranaha. That's puranaha. That pura, the pura apieva, is the etymology of the word puranaha. The etymology of the word purana breaks down into pura neva. If you say, or you're to look in the dictionary, it'll even give it in little brackets. Pura neva means ancient but new. Even though ancient, it is new. Iti puranaha. And that which is puranaha, na vardhate iti, does not increase. Iti artaha, thus the meaning. When you say iti artaha, thus the meaning. Okay? Artaha means meaning. Tata nahanyate. Similarly, tata nahanyate. It is not killed. Hanyate passive. Na hanyate. It is not killed. Tata na hanyate. Similarly, na hanyate. It is not killed. Hantihi atra. Atra means here. Here, hantihi. Hantihi, the word hanti means killing. It's not from the verse, but hanyate and hanyamane have for the root hanti, which means to kill, from han. Hanti here, hantihi atra. The word hanti is what's understood here. Hantihi atra, here. Vi parinam arte. In the meaning, in the sense of vi parinama. A vi parinama means a modification. Okay, vi parinama means modification. So, here, the word hanti, in the sense of viparinama, modification, drashtavyaha should be seen. In English we'd say hantihi, meaning hantihi. Hantihi, here. So in English I'd say the word hanti. There's hantihi, okay. The word hanti, atra here, literally just as hanti means to kill, he kills, atra here, viparinama arte, in the sense, in the meaning, arta, of modification, viparinama, drashtavyaha, should be seen. In English we'd say should be taken. Here we should take the word hanti in the sense of modification. Okay. Why? Apunar uktata yai. Punarukta means repetition. It's said, literally, if you, we say repetition, but the etymology, punar again, upta said again. Apunar upta, not said again. For the sake of not being repetitive. Why? Because they've gone through all of these, he'll tell in a minute. If this is in the dative case, in order to avoid repetition, repetitiveness, in order to avoid repetitiveness, for the sake of not non-repetitiveness, hanti here should be seen, vrashtravyaha, in the sense of modification. Okay? So, na viparinamyate iti artaha. It does not modify. It is not modified. It is not transformed. That's the meaning. So now, go up this right immediately above this Navi Parinamyate, see where it says Tata Nahanyate. Similarly, Nahanyate, it is not killed. Na vitari, now go down. Na viparinamyate iti artha. It isn't modified. So Nahanyate means na viparinamyate. Why? Because the word hanti is being taken in the sense of modification in order to avoid repetition. In Vedanta, and just in India, in the analysis of the Shastra, things are not said for no reason, right? So if something looks like it's just simply a synonym, as though the verse is saying the same thing twice, they don't accept that. There has to be a reason. Something else is being covered by saying it again. Okay? And so he's saying now what that is. Okay, why is hanti used here? It's used in the sense of viparinamyate, which really means to modify, to transform. Okay. So now he's putting this in a context. Hanyamane, if you look at the fourth line of the verse, Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. When the body is being killed, it is not killed. Nahanyate, it is not killed. Hanyamane sharire, when the body is being killed. Fourth line of the verse. Nahanyate hanyamane sharire. When the body, hanyamane, is being killed, nahanyate, it is not killed. So now, look at this. Hanyamane means viparinamyamane api sharire. Even when the body is being transformed, it's modifying, it's changing. Hanyamane means now viparinamyamane api sharire. This is an absolute locative construction that at some point you learn. Two locatives coming together, one verbal. So here, sharire, when the body, api, even when the body, is modifying. So hanyamane means viparinamyamane api sharire, even when the body is modifying, is transforming. Okay? Asmin mantre. In this...
Yeah? Sorry. So hanyamane means... Hanyamane
literally means when being killed.
Right.
And that's how you translate literally. When being killed, hanyamane.
Mm-hmm.
Viparinamyamane. This is a definition now of hanyamane.
Okay.
When being transformed, when being modified, api, even, sharire. Because of the previous two sentences, where he's talking about hanti being used in the sense of viparinama.
Okay, so this is the usual case where hanyamani is taken from the verse and then the next two words mean
often,
that.
Often, okay. Often, but you, not always, but this is in this case, yes, and often. Asmin mantra, asmin this, asmin mantra, in this mantra, he says in this mantra, because if you remember, this verse, and I believe the preceding verse, this verse and the preceding verse are actually mantras from the Kathopanishad. That's why he said earlier that Krishna is using these two mantras. He's taking these two mantras to make his point. They're actually mantras that are being used in the Kathopanishad.
Have we covered those already?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, we have. Okay. Yeah. So, Asmin mantra, in this mantra, Shad Bhava Vikaraha. The Vikaras, the modifications, the Bhava Vikaras. The Shad means six, Bhava means something that anything that's come into being is a Bhava. Okay? The Shad Bhava Vikaras. You could say the six modifications of existence. But existence, of course, means existing things that have come into being here in the creation. So living means really living beings, okay? Even plants. Anything living, but normally Shad Bhava Vikara, we're talking about human beings or creatures, animals.
I'm sorry, what was Bhava?
Anything that's come into being. Okay. So, Shuddha Bhava Vikaraha. The six Bhava Vikaras. Shuddha means six. Okay. Laukika Vastu Vikriyaha. These six Bhava Vikaras are, which are Laukika Vastu Vikriyaha. The Vikriyas, the modifications of things in the world, worldly things. Laukika Vastu Vikriyaha. Shad Bhava Vikaraha. Laukika means world, belonging to the world. Vastu is things. Vikriyaha. So modifications of vastus, of things, laukika, of the world, born of the world, belonging to the world. Laukika vastu vikriyaha. So here, asmin mantra, in this mantra, shad bhava vikaraha, the shad bhava vikaras, the sixfold modifications for existing things, laukika vastu vikriya means the modifications of things in the world. Atmani, in the self, in reference to the self, locative. Locative means in, at, among, on, in reference to. Okay? Atmani, in reference to the self, pratishadyante, are negated. The shad bhava vikaras, pratishadyante, are negated in the self, in reference to the self. Sarva prakara kriya rahitaha. The all sarva all prakara types kriya actions rahita free from atma. The atma is rahita, free from kriya, actions, sarva prakara, of all types. The atma is sarva prakara vikriya rahitaha. The atma is free from all types of actions, all types of activity. Kriya means action or activity. Iti vakyarthaha, thus the meaning of the sentence, vakya sentence, artaha meaning, iti vakya artaha. Yasmat, yasmat, because, avam, in this manner, in we said because, yasmat, avam, because it's like this, because being in this manner. Avam means in this manner, but in English you don't say because in this manner. Because it's like this, or because being in this manner. Tasmat, therefore. So, yasmat, because, tasmat, therefore. Yasmat, tasmat. Yasmat, because in this manner, because it is like this. Tasmat, therefore, upau, both. Nominative dual, upau, tau, these, both these. Upau, tau, both of these. Literally, both these. In English, we say both of these. Both these. Na vijanitaha. Both of these do not know. This vijanitaha, that titaha anti, you know that titaha anti, third person dual? Vijanitaha. Both of these do not know. Iti, thus, purvena mantrena, with the previous mantra, purvena, previous mantrena, with the previous mantra, purva previous mantra, with the previous mantra, asya sambandha, the connection of this, asya of this, sambandha connection. If you go back, this whole verse connects with the previous mantra. In the previous mantra, which is verse 19, the last line of verse 19 says Ubhautau na vijanitaha nayam hantina hanyata. Both of these do not know. The one who thinks this is a killer, and the one who thinks this kills, and the one who thinks this is killed. Neither of these people know. So now at the end he says, because of being in this manner, therefore both Ubhautau na vijanitaha iti. This is from the previous mantra, that little section, Ubhautau na vijanitaha iti. With the previous mantra, Purvena Mantrena, the previous mantra that says, ends with Ubhautau na vijanitaha, Asya Sambandha, this is the connection. There's a connection of this with the previous mantra that says both of these do not know. Yasmat evam, because being in this manner, tasmat, therefore, both of these do not know. Thus, this is the connection of this with the previous mantra. Purvena Mantrena, Asya Sambandha. That's great.
I wonder how long it takes to do the whole Gita together.
We can grow old together. Yeah. Okay, good. That ends this portion of the class. We're going to have a stand-up break up here. Use the left. Ladies, room again. Stand-up break, 5 minutes, and then we'll start the session. I think they're all available at the ashram. I think even this Vedic chants thing, though, I'll look at it and ask Bob, not Bob. Okay, Bhandarkar, page 10. Do you see the list of Sanskrit words? I'm going to go down. First, I'm going to remind you of a couple of things just to refresh your memory. Okay? We've learned four conjugations or four gunas, right? First, fourth, sixth, and tenth. If you remember, I hear papers rattling. I'm going to wait. Well, everybody's found their place. Okay. What are you looking for? You ready, Durga?
Yeah, I'm just looking at my notes.
Oh, okay. Here we go. I'm going to start now. Mm-hmm. We've learned four conjugations. Conjugation is also called gunas. Okay, four gunas, first, fourth, sixth, and tenth. There are 10 gunas. We're learning the first, fourth, sixth, and tenth because the guna signs of those four all end in a. The guna sign for the first is a, for the fourth is ya, for the sixth is a, for the tenth is aya. All end in a. For each guna sign, there are rules to learn in terms of what happens to the root becoming the base. These rules usually involve guna and vriddhi. Okay. For the first guna, the root is short penultimate vowel, takes guna, and ending vowel, short or long, takes guna. To that, the guna sign a is added. To that, the terminations, in this sense, the present tense, which is what we're learning right now. In the fourth guna, there is no change from root to base. So root is base, no changes. To that, the guna sign ya is added, and to that, the terminations, verbal terminations. In the sixth guna, again, no changes from root to base. To that, the guna sign a is added, and then to that, the terminations. Tenth guna. The tenth guna, from root to base, short penultimate vowel takes guna, and short a takes vriddhi. ending vowel takes vriddhi. Okay? Just a note, in the 10th gana, there are several exceptions. The general rule is that the short a takes vriddhi. There are many, there's a list of roots where that doesn't occur. And so the 10th gana will have some exceptions, but this is the general rule. Short penultimate takes guna. Short, except for short penultimate a, takes vriddhi. Ending vowel takes vriddhi. The gana sign is aya. And to that, the terminations are added. In the 4th gana, the root and to base, there's no change. The gana sign is ya. And to that, the terminations are added. Okay? So now, I'm going to go down the first line, the first row on page 10, and I'm going to work backwards. This is what, Penny, you were asking for. I'm going to work backwards so that to tell you what I see in each root and how I get back, what I see in each verbal form here. And how I get back to the actual root that I would then look up in the dictionary, okay, to get the meaning, okay? And this exercise is going, we're going to do it with nouns too, okay? So I just want you to get the hang of it. You need to know guna vriddhi. That chart needs to be memorized completely, okay? Here we go. Vadasi. Vadasi means you speak. Si is the second person dual termination, right? You. We're on page 10.
Oh, the beginning of that, okay.
The Sanskrit. Mm-hmm. Everybody see Vadasi? Mm-hmm. Okay. So Vadasi means you speak. Si is the second person singular termination. When I see the Vad, I know it could be either first or sixth because in the first, is its own guna. In the sixth, there's no root change. It happens to be first, but I have no way of knowing that except through memorization. So it happens to be first, parasmaipada. We're only present tense. We're only learning parasmaipada ending, so it's going to be first parasmaipada present tense. Vadasi, you speak. Vasata,
what's the matter?
There are two types of endings, parasmaipada endings and atmanapada endings. Mm-hmm. We're only learning, and they're the same. Like present tense will have a set called parasmaipada, one side kind of endings. Another is atmanapada. We're not worried about atmanapada endings right now. Parasmaipada means, it used to mean that the action is done for the sake of another. Parasmai means for another, a pada word, a word for the sake of another. Atmanapada means a word for oneself. So I think in probably Vedic Sanskrit, this all applied. In classical, it doesn't apply anymore. You don't have to think, oh, was this parasmaipada or atmanapada? Because of the type of the verb, you have to memorize it. It's parasmaipada or atmanapada. And so in Sanskrit, in the verbal roots, in the verbal terminations, there are two completely different sets of endings, so they have similarities. So you have to learn either parasmaipada endings and atmanapada endings. Initially, we're only concerned with parasmaipada endings, okay?
And the roots are the same.
The roots are the same, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do they either fall into one category or the other, or do they, or can the same verb have both?
No. It'd be like this. Like the root vud, I believe vud is only parasmaipada. It's a first gunna root, parasmaipada. There will be other roots, like, for instance, bosh, which is a first gana, atmanapada. It's not parasmaipada. There are other roots, like most tenth gana roots, tenth conjugation roots, that are what we call ubhayapada. They can take either ending. Right? So there's some roots take parasmaipada, some take atmanapada, some take both. Everybody with me? Don't get overwhelmed. But we need to just be able to recognize both. So let's go on. So we're only dealing with parasmaipada endings, but I'm going to say it anyway, okay? Vadasi, you speak. Vasata, right? Si tahata. Vasata would be second person plural. Vas means to dwell. The ta ending, I see an gunna sign there, vasa. With a short I don't know if it's first or sixth. It happens to be first. Vasaka, you all dwell. Bodhamaha, maha, mi vaha maha. First person, plural. Remember when the affix begins in an eva or ma, the is elongated? So there you have bodhamaha. I see the affix. I see the maha termination. I see the guna. Take it back to its simple vowel. Ooh. The root is bud. Right? And it's only going to be first parasmaipada because of the guna. The guna sign and the guna letter, it can't be six. The could be first. If the could be first or six, but the O can't be. So the O, take it back to the U. Rakshati. Here we have T, third person singular, T taha anti, he, she, or it. Raksh means to protect. Now here, there is no penultimate short, because sha is a conjunct consonant made of ik plus sha. So the penultimate letter there is the ka, right? Ksha is a conjunct, ka plus sha. So there is no penultimate, so we don't have to worry about it. And in any case, we don't know if it's first or sixth. It happens to be first. You see the other, raksh, t. You have to memorize. There's nothing there in the root will tell you. Patami, mi vahamaha. There's the long a because the mi. Patami. First or sixth, don't know. It happens to be first. Right? Pat means to fall. Patami, I fall. Nayanti. I see the anti affix. Right? The anti affix means they, tita anti. This aya. I plus a. I equals a. I is the semi-vowel equivalent of a. A plus a plus anti. The a and the a collapse. So this would be, if a is a guna letter, right? A and aya. You have to think of a and aya as the same. Everybody with me on that? Semi-vowel equivalent. So a becomes a plus a aya. Then guna letter. Guna of what? E. I don't know if it's long or short E. It happens to be long E. But you don't know that. So the root happens to be ni. Ni becomes ne plus guna sign a naya plus anti nayanti. Means he, means they, plural. They all lead. Ni means to lead. Did everybody get that? Kiki? No. Well, it would be unusual to have a root just na. Yeah, that doesn't really feel right. It would probably be the last thing you would try when you're looking up. Usually when you see the I, that's an A. Yeah. And then you would see the added on to that. So na, yeah. Ta. Here, I don't believe I've written all of this on the board yet. This is that second guna root. Remember they gave two second guna roots, ud to eat and us to be. Second guna root doesn't take a guna sign. That's why they're only bothering giving two roots. I think they're doing it because he wants to show some particular sendi rules, like the hard consonant, soft consonant, etc. Here, soft consonant, hard consonant. The root is ud plus ta. Si taha ta. They all eat. At plus ta. At ta. Santi. Also, I haven't written this out. Us to be in the second and in the dual and plural becomes is plus anti, santi. I have to actually write these on the board for you. Okay? So, but take it from me, senti means they are. Okay.
And it's second.
It's second gonna. Nush ya see. Nush ya. We know, see the see. You. Right? See the ya. Fourth gonna. Root nush. Root to base the same. Nush ya see. You perish. Nush means to perish. What about mrityati? Ti taha anti ti is he shear it? Yeah. Fourth, mrityati. Do you see? Vishamaha maha mivaha maha. We all. A becomes a because of the ma. Vish. There's only one thing this can be. Because if it was first gun, it would have become guna, vish. Vishamaha has to be sixth, where the root and the base stay the same. Prichataha. Actually, prich, this is an unusual form. It comes from pruch. It's sixth gunna. You would see the taha. You would see the You would see the prich, and you wouldn't know if it's first or sixth, because the cha is a is the penultimate there. And also, when you look up prich, you might not find it, because this is an unusual form. Like if you looked up gutch, you might not find it, because gum is the form. So, everybody with me? Following okay? Okay, we're going to try this one on your own. Muhyati. What's ti? What gun is this, muhyati? Good. Fourth, because of the ya. It happens to me, muh means to faint. Muhyati, he, she, or it faints. Ichami, ichami. This is an unusual form. It's sixth gunna. Itch comes from ish. And so that's just, it's a very common root, so you memorize it. Ish, itch. Ichami, a sixth gunna, it means I desire. Munchata. Here I have to tell you some of these. The root munch takes a penultimate nasal. So it's much, much. Much means to be released. Munchata. Ta. 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 Munchata. Ti. Taha. Ta. You are all released. Munchata. What about sprishati? What gun is that?
Wait a minute. What gun is munchata?
Sixth. Sixth. Because it doesn't take guna. Sprish plus a plus ti. Ti, he. He touches. He, she, or it touches. Sprisha ti. What about smarata? First. Why? It does. The root is smr, to remember. Smr becomes smarter. The guna of re is otter. Smarati. Smarata. So first gunna, you all remember, okay? Vahataha. Ti taha anti, what's it going to be? First or sixth? It's first, but it would be first or sixth. Then you have to look it up or memorize it. Vahataha. Ti taha anti, right? They too. Va means to dwell. They too dwell. Live in a place, vahataha. Sinchati. It's actually going to be first or sixth. It happens to be sixth. Yeah. But, well, it could never be first. Well, yes, it could be first or sixth. Because the gunna sign is a, the nya there is the penultimate. So the e is not, the, actually with sitch, the root happens to be sitch, and sitch becomes cinch. But why, when you're just looking at that root, you don't know if it's first or sixth? Because you see the nya there? The nya is the penultimate letter. So e is not penultimate. Oh, you know, penultimate means right before the last, right? What about Luke Gen T? Luke Gen T. Fourth. See the ya there? The fourth gun is going to always be forming a conjunct consonant with the ya, right? Luke Gen T. I don't remember what Luke means. What does Luke mean?
Huh?
Oh, to wallow. You're right. Luke means to wallow. Good for you.
Excuse me, what is that conjunct?
See the, it's a lingual ta, an aspirate ta.
Oh, it's a ta,
yeah. Luke Gen T. Luke means to wallow, Luke Gen T. They wallow. They all wallow, okay. What about Tushami? Tushami. What gunna? Fourth. Fourth gunna, see the conjunct?
Is the fourth always going to be a conjunct?
Mm-hmm.
Or the ya can be there on its own?
No, I don't know of any examples. I'll look into this more, but I don't know of any examples where the root ends in a vowel in fourth. It almost always ends in a conjunct consonant. So, well, I'll look and see, but I don't think so. I'll have to look for some vowel, for some fourths ending in a vowel. Okay, so tush plus ya, ya becomes ya because of the me, tushyami. I am satisfied. Tush means to be satisfied. What about asyataha? Fourth, as means to throw. Asyataha. Si taha ta, you to throw. Asyataha. What about katayami? Tenth. See the ayah there? Yay. Now, remember that I should take riddhi, but there's a whole list of roots in the tenth gunna where the doesn't take riddhi. So that just has to be memorized.
So it would be
kat. Kat would become kat. It's the penultimate. The general vowel is that the penultimate short takes riddhi. But there is a whole list of roots where that does not occur in the 10th gunna, and they just have to be memorized. So in your mind, all you need to know that, oh, in the 10th gunna, it usually takes, usually a becomes ah, but that sometimes it doesn't, so that you're ready to see it not happening, okay? Look right at the top of page 10. See what it says, kshal, kshal? That's an example of how it should be, okay? Ted, Todd. I look over and see Tool, Toll. That's the short penultimate vowel takes guna, but short takes vriddhi. Everybody see that?
Mm-hmm.
And then see Bush. That's a long u.
Mm-hmm.
Long penultimate doesn't change. Okay? Please go back to page 8, the page before. Cut. You see in the top the list of verbs on page 8 here? Do you see cut to tell in the top of page 8? Cut to tell. Everybody with me? See, this is one of the groups that doesn't. So, see, look at gun. See how that doesn't become gone? If it became gone, it would be in parentheses. Cut would be in parentheses and say cut. Look at gush, that's normal. U becomes O.
Mm-hmm.
Kosh, so goshi, or bigoshiati. Chint, look at chint. Na is penultimate, not E. Right, in chint,
mm-hmm.
The na is penultimate, so nothing happens. Look at chur, short U,
mm-hmm.
Penultimate, it becomes chur. Look at peed, long E,
mm-hmm.
Long doesn't, only short penultimate. Look at prut, here's one of those examples. Where the doesn't become vriddhi. See, preen, memorize. It's not following the rules. Raj, another example of the not taking vriddhi. Sprit. Re, ra should take vriddhi, guna, but there are also a list of penultimate words with penultimate ara that do not take guna. That's why in the tenth there are groups of roots that are exceptions. And in the Panini Sutras, which are the grammar sutras, there'll be a sutra that'll just list like six or eight or so roots that don't take vriddhi in the tenth. Then it'll have a list of, I think, six or so roots that don't take guna, though penultimate ara doesn't take guna. So they're for memorization and for us just to kind of understand how that is.
Could you pronounce that again for me, please?
Spreh. So it'd be sprehayati. Spreh.
So that's a ha?
Yeah, ha.
Okay.
Spreh. Okay, let's go back. We're on the second, the bottom of the second column. Shamsata. What root would that? I mean, what gana would it be? First or sixth? Happens to be first. Sitahata, you all protect. Okay. Does everybody get the hang of it of how to go back to find the roots? Any questions on that? Because the others you can slog through on your own, but I want you to be able to follow what we've done so far. Is there anybody have any questions? Penny, you okay with it?
Yeah, I just need to work on the hang
of. Yeah. Okay. Okay, good. Hang on for a second. I'm looking at a couple of things I might want to teach you here.
Let me so that I don't have to keep saying that you don't know it. These two roots, because he's going to be using these roots, us and other, I'm going to write them on the board. I haven't done that yet. But for us to be, could be a more important root. So, first, second, third person. Remember, us is a second guna, parasamika, a root. In the second guna, there is no root to base changes, and the terminations are added right onto the root. But it's a complicated guna because there's all kinds of exceptions in the sandhi that's going to take place, and you have to know basically all of the sandhi rules, all of the consonant sandhi, right? Because you're always going to have the roots for the most part, the terminations for the most part begin with a consonant. And if the root ends in a consonant, you're going to have a lot of consonant sandhi there. But he wants you to have these two roots, so let's do them. Mi vaha maha, asmi, swaha, smaha. Now, for the root us to be, in the second and third persons, in the dual and the plural, the of us drops. In the dual and the plural, the of us drops. So you have us, me, I am, swaha, we two are, smaha, we all are. Okay? second person singular, the root, we have us, and to that we're adding C, the termination C. But the collapse into one, so you don't have us C, you have a C. See that? You would expect, if you had C onto us, you would expect an us C. You would expect that. But they collapse them so that you only have one us C.
Go and see.
Again, in the dual and plural, the U drops. C, ka, ha, ka. A C, sta, ha, sta. You are, you two are, you all are.
Is that what's dropping in the dual and plural?
Well, here, just like here, see. In the dual and plural, the of us drops. Okay? It's irregular. Mm-hmm. Absolutely irregular.
Yeah.
Only for this root.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then a C. T, ta, ha, un, ti. A C. Staha. Sun, ti. Is plus anti. Asti, daha, anti. Everything's just, well, this is different, right? That the a drops in the dual and the plural is different. The sandi is pretty regular. This is an it, it's plus anti, so it's just straight on. Now, because this is such an important root in any language, I'm going to show you the present participle of this root is this, sun. And that comes quite a bit, sun. It means being. It's actually sat. Sat, sun, being. You haven't learned the present participle yet. A present participle would be like being like this, such and such is the case, or going, walking along, singing, he walks, or talking while talking. He's washing the dishes while talking. How do you like that for associative thinking? So that's what we mean, present participle, and talking, going, walking. This happens to be the present participle form.
Both.
Yeah, this is the neuter, right? This is the nominative singular of the masculine.
Oh, so
this is nominative singular.
So those two are different ones.
They mean exactly the same thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yes, sat, and sat means being. Sat, chit, ananda. Okay. So I'm writing this here because I want to be able to point it out to you. And I just want you to know that it comes from us because we have this word come up a lot. We just had it in our reading, in fact, a little bit ago. Okay?
So the root of sat is us.
Exactly. See this?
Yeah.
So, something for you to learn later, but to recognize now.
What's that 2P behind us?
Second, parasmaipada.
Okay.
Second gana, parasmaipada. How are we doing? Okay. Let me erase this. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me write ud to e on the board too. Ud. Second key to eat. Okay. Ud me. Thank you. da and ma ad me. It's not a very nice one. Ad me. Me vahamaha. Advaha. Admi, Advaha, Admaha, Mi, Vaha, Maha. Any problems? You can't read me when I'm writing?
Advaha, is
that? Mi, Vaha, Maha. So if I have a da coming together with a va, conjunct is this.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you see this one? If I have a da coming together with a ma, the conjunct is this. This is a dental da. Dental da coming together with a ma.
Okay.
Ad maha. So ad me, ad vaha, ad maha. Ad plus C. What kind of utter is so? Hard consonant, right? Ad is what? Da. Soft or hard? Soft. Soft consonant coming together with a hard consonant. A soft consonant followed by a hard consonant goes to the soft. Goes to the hard. A soft consonant followed by a hard consonant. The soft consonant goes to the hard. To the third of its class. To the first of its class. So here, in this case, you've got a da. Okay? If you have a da, followed by a sa. Soft consonant, followed by a hard consonant. The soft consonant goes to the first of its class. So this form, ad plus si, ad plus si, everybody see that?
Why would you not stack them?
Here?
Yeah.
You don't stack when the form, the letter, has a vertical that can be removed. This is the first member, right?
Oh, right.
If you, by the way, this is important, and now I have online, you have it also, the things on conjunct consonants, the couple of pages on conjunct consonants. It shows the difference between conjunct consonants that stack and conjunct consonants that are side by side. And the basic differentiating mark in terms of the letter is if it has a vertical that can be removed. They will go side by side. Right. This is all in that thing on conjunct consonants. And then the other situation is when there's not an easily removable vertical, especially like this one, these are the very best examples. You know, ka, ga, wa. In these cases, or ka, they'll be sacking. And then I also have a list of, so see how these don't have a nicely removable vertical? The vertical is part of the letter. Okay?
Let me ask this. You've got the gamma conjunct up there.
Yeah.
Can you do it?
This here. Hearing that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, again, if you look at the conjunct consonant handout, you'll see in the bottom section all kind of the unusual ones. This is an unusual one. Let me show it to you. If I have a da, dental da, plus ma. Also, if I have a dental da, plus ya, it goes like this. There's the da, okay? There's the ma.
So it does get its little tail. So
it can.
It's got ka and ma. It looks the same on it.
Ka and ma. I don't think that's gonna happen because that's a lingual with a ma.
Oh, good.
Ka ma. It might happen. Ik ma. I don't know if that's conjunct can happen.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, have to think about that. This one is. There's the da. Okay? Okay, let me finish this and we're going to stop. Let's see. Ti, ta, ta. Okay? Hard consonant, same rule. Exactly the same rule because ta is hard. Hatsi, hattaha, hatta. Good for you. Me, Bahama, Sita, Tita. Hatsi. Double ta. Hatsi. Hataha, double ta. Remember, this is also an unusual conjunct, right? If you have a double ta, it's like this. Hatsi, hataha. Adanti. Because now we've got soft. Ad plus anti. Adanti. So now we can all eat. Adni, advaha, admaha, atsi, atta, attaha, atta, atti, attaha, adanti. Okay? So those you're going to find. Throughout when we're doing the reading, so I want you to have them down. I think I'll make a handout for them also. Let's see where we are. I'll tell you what we're going to do next week. Next week, we're going through on page 13. I'm going to show you how these prepositions work. I'm going to talk about the prepositions. And I am going to do a little bit more work with Sandhi. I'm going to review some Sandhi, okay? And then, if we have time, we'll go on to number 14, but the certain Sandhi rules, some unusual Sandhi rules that I haven't taught you yet that I want to go through and do some review of the Sandhi and do these prepositions and a few others. Okay? So if Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Good. You did it. I'll put this online too so you can practice at home. Let me get rid of this.